I think the other point to make is that this board has a lot of shares in this company between them. They are very heavily invested, which is a good sign. So they rely on the dividends, like a lot of us do, as well as their board fees. Now, in terms of the proxies that were flashed up before, if I read that correctly, it was 60 million in favour and 20 million against. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're right.
Now, that is a tiny turnout. I mean, you've got a billion shares, and you're saying that only 8% of all shares on issue have voted. That is a really tiny... I mean, in percentage terms, this is one of the biggest protests you've ever suffered, and I think there's a message from that. But I'm amazed that literally is only... 2% of the stock voted against you. So why is the turnout so low? Is that just because the shares are so widely held by the 80,000 plus shareholders? And if that's so, is it also the case that a majority of the shareholders have opposed this? So I suspect what's happened here is that a lot of the small investors have said no, and a few bigger investors have actually got you out of jail on this, and you could have actually suffered a defeat, potentially. So do you have the numbers on the number of how the shareholders voted to supplement what you've given us there in the proxies?
I'll ask the chairman in a minute, but one of the comments I'd make, Stephen, is that I think is a bit different to the other companies in the market in the sense that there's virtually no major institutions on our register. There are some there via nominee companies, but you don't get the big blocks of institutions. However, have you got the information?
Well, just in terms of the number of people voting, we've got 964 million shares on issue, and obviously both shareholders are holding about 112 million of that 964, so it's probably of the order of 12 or 13%. So some people obviously didn't vote on this resolution, they voted on another one.
15% of shareholders voted, representing 12% of capital.